Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Record voter turnout registered in first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and single phase assembly polls in Tamil Nadu. West Bengal records nearly 92% votes, while Tamil Nadu around 85%. Campaigning reaches feverish pitch in West Bengal for second phase of assembly elections. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh invites German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India in the field of specific technologies. France grants visa-free transit for internationals through French airports. India welcomes the move. 8 people killed in a road accident in Tehri district of Uttarakhand. And Indian shooters win 1 gold and 1 bronze medal in ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. And now the news in detail. Massive voting has been reported for single phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of polling in West Bengal. As per the latest reports, in Tamil Nadu, around 85% voting was recorded, while in West Bengal, nearly 92% voters exercised their franchise. In Tamil Nadu, voting took place for 234 assembly seats. More from our correspondent.
Out of the 38 districts in the state, 32 have registered over 80% votes. This has beaten the 2011 record created after delimitation when it was 78% votes polled. The maximum votes have been recorded at Karur with 92% votes, followed by Salem, Dharmapuri and Erode. It remains to be seen whether the election will definitely be a game changer in Tamil Nadu politics. It will be known on 4th May. Joy, Akashvani reporting from Chennai.
In West Bengal, voting took place for 152 constituencies in the first phase today. A report.
The first phase of the assembly election in West Bengal covering 152 seats ended peacefully barring some scattered incidents of violence and intimidation. Clashes with the security forces have been reported from some places. Barring these sporadic cases, polling was largely peaceful in West Bengal today. From the morning, people participated in the festival of democracy with joy and interest. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed satisfaction with the first phase of polling in West Bengal. Addressing rallies in Balaghat and Porshura in Hooghly district, Mr. Shah said that the high voter turnout in just a few hours proves that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's government is on the verge of collapse. He urged voters to come out fearlessly again on the 29th of April, warning that anyone who intimidates voters will face action once a BJP government is formed. In Behrampur, Congress candidate Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary also expressed satisfaction regarding the voting process. Polling was also held today for assembly by-elections in Maharashtra and Gujarat. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. As West Bengal assembly elections enter the second phase of voting, political activity has reached a feverish pitch across the state, with star campaigners from major parties stepping up outreach. Our correspondent has the details.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a rally today in Krishnanagar in Nodia, where he sharply criticized the ruling party over corruption and infiltration. Later, speaking in Mathurapur, South 24 Barganas, he promised new opportunities for fishermen in Kagdip. He also reiterated that persecuted minorities from neighboring countries would be granted citizenship under the CAA if the BJP forms government. In the evening, the Prime Minister visited Belur Math, headquarters of Ramkrishna Math and Ramkrishna Mission. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, while campaigning in Bau Bazar in Kolkata, accused the Prime Minister for undermining the democratic process. On the left front, CPIM leaders M.A. Baby and Brinda Karat joined a rally in Jadavpur. Sandeep Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
A one-day special session of the Bihar Legislative Assembly will be held tomorrow. The Assembly's in-charge secretary, Poonam Sinha, has issued the agenda for the session. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will move a motion of confidence in the House. The trust vote will determine whether the government enjoys the required majority support. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India has undertaken a series of structural reforms over the past decade to improve ease of doing business and make India an attractive destination for investment. Addressing the Indian and German defence industry leaders during the Defence Investor Summit in Munich, Germany, Mr. Singh invited the German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India, particularly in the field of niche technologies. He reiterated that Indian companies are keen to engage with German companies for co-development and co-production in areas including advanced radar and sensor technology, AI-enabled unmanned aerial systems, and high-power, low-frequency underwater transmitters.
I have come here today not only as a defense minister of India, but also as a committed advocate of a stronger India-Germany defense industrial partnership with a clear message to the German industry, come collaborate and grow with India. Germany occupies a very special place in the global industrial and technological landscape.
India has welcomed the announcement on the operationalization of visa-free transit for internationals transiting through French airports. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said the decision reflects the enduring partnership between India and France.
The removal of the requirement of transit visas for Indian passport holders was agreed between Prime Minister and President Macron during their meeting in Mumbai in February this year. The government of France has now operationalized this agreement, and Indian nationals transiting through mainland France exclusively by air will no longer need a transit visa with effect from 10th April 2026.
India has also welcomed Japan's review of three principles on transfer of defense equipment and technology. Mr. Jaiswal said defense and security cooperation forms an important pillar of India-Japan special strategic and global partnership. He said as part of the joint declaration on security cooperation between India and Japan, both sides have committed to increasing practical cooperation in the interest of their national security and continued economic dynamism. On a query on the India-US bilateral trade agreement, Mr. Jaiswal said a team from India has gone to Washington, D.C. for negotiations on the bilateral trade agreement.
A team from India went to Washington, D.C. for negotiations on a bilateral trade agreement. These engagements are ongoing and constructive. Both sides are working towards a balanced, mutually beneficial and forward-looking trade agreement, taking into account each other's concerns and priorities, and to reach a trade target of US$500 billion by 2030.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met the National Security Advisor of United Kingdom, Jonathan Powell, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the discussion focused on regional and global security issues, as well as the deepening India-UK cooperation. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal also met Mr. Powell for the annual India-UK strategic dialogue. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that during the meeting, the two sides held wide-ranging discussions on advancing the India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership, including strengthening defence and security cooperation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. In Uttarakhand's Tehri district, a tragic accident occurred today in the Chamba police station area on the Chamba-Koti-Neel road when a vehicle fell into a deep gorge, resulting in the death of 8 people on board. 3 individuals were rescued alive from the accident site and are being sent to the district hospital for treatment. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives. The president extended her condolences to the bereaved families and also prayed for the swift recovery of those injured. Mr. Radhakrishnan said that the tragic accident is deeply distressing. The prime minister, in a social media post, extended his condolences and hoped for the speedy recovery of the injured. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund would be given to the next of the kin of each deceased. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the Inter-Africa Partnership assumes significance as the world navigates through complex geopolitical challenges. He said that today, Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy, and India has expanded its diplomatic footprint in Africa in the recent years. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats choking the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post today, Mr. Trump said that he has ordered the U.S. Navy to shoot and kill any boat which is putting mines in the waters of the Strait of Hormuz. He said the military is intensifying its mine-clearing efforts in the critical waterway. The U.S. military today said it has seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil, ratcheting up a standoff with Iran a day after its paramilitary Revolutionary Guards took control of two vessels in the crucial Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iran claimed that it has collected its first payment from a commercial vessel transiting the Strait of Hormuz. It confirmed it is a move without modern precedent and one that is already drawing a sharp response from Washington. Tehran says the fee has been deposited into Iran's central bank, framing the charge as compensation for damage caused by recent U.S. and Israeli military actions in the region.
Shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow passage carrying roughly a fifth of the world's daily oil supply, has slowed dramatically. Vessel movements have fallen sharply. Insurance premiums have surged to the point where many transits are no longer commercially viable. Operators now face a stark choice: absorb the cost, reroute through longer and more expensive alternatives, or stop moving altogether. Some are finding workarounds. A number of tankers have switched off their tracking systems, effectively going dark. Others are transferring cargo at sea outside the Strait, trying to avoid both Iranian enforcement and U.S. interception. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Benchmark domestic equity indices fell around 1% today. A report.
The Sensex plunged 852 points to close at 77,664, while the Nifty lost 205 points to settle at 24,173. In the forex market today, the rupee depreciated by 31 paisa to settle at 94 rupees and 11 paisa against the US dollar. In the global crude oil market, Brent crude was trading 0.7% up at $102.63 per barrel when reports last came in. Anubha Rohatgi for Akashwani News.
President Draupadi Murmu met a group of artists of traditional art forms at the Rashtrapati Bhavan and witnessed their artwork. 13 artists working in different art forms such as Kavi, Nirmal and Gond are staying at Rashtrapati Bhavan under its Artists in Residence program. The Artists in Residence program is a celebration of the spirit of India's artistic traditions and a reaffirmation of the important role of living art traditions in preserving cultural identity and inspiring future generations. On to sports now. India's young shooters won one gold and one bronze today in the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup at Cairo in Egypt. In the women's 50-meter rifle three-positions event, Prachi Gaikwad clinched the gold medal. Meanwhile, in the men's category, Naren Pranav Vanita Suresh bagged the bronze in the 10-meter rifle event. India is leading the medals tally with 2 gold, 4 silver, and 3 bronze medals. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 191 for 6 in 19 overs against Mumbai Indians at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to bowl. India Meteorological Department has forecast a yellow alert for heatwave conditions tomorrow in parts over Delhi, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha. Places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim are likely to experience heavy rainfall tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Record voter turnout registered in first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and single phase assembly polls in Tamil Nadu. West Bengal records nearly 92% votes, while Tamil Nadu around 85%. Campaigning reaches feverish pitch in West Bengal for second phase of assembly elections. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh invites German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India in the field of specific technologies. France grants visa-free transit for Indian nationals through French airports. India welcomes the move. 8 people killed in a road accident in Tehri district of Uttarakhand. And Indian shooters win 1 gold and 1 bronze medal in ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.